I am DK, and here with me is Sonic.
Oh, I love Rinto Soccer. If I can get a shirt that says that, I will wear that. Oh, so what about you?
This is a popular friend. We haven't scared you off by now. I promise the next episode we will not talk about.
What is an anime without fan service, right?
From weak and disrespected to insanely powerful.
The story pulls no punches.
And he gets sent pretty much down to the pits of hell.
I actually based a character in my light novel Officer.
I can't wait to read the comic though.
I love action anime. That's all me right there.
Yeah,
kind of a Filipino.
You're cut.
That sucks. There's like a bunch of isekais out there.
The adventure here is, it gets even bigger. The enemies are stronger.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of Otaku and Friends. I'm DK, your co-host, and here with me is Sam.
That's right, guys. We are two otakus passionate about anime, manga, and light novels. We're excited to bring to you this podcast.
Yes, so what you can expect from this podcast, we'll be talking everything from our favorite animes, what we're currently watching, what we're currently reading, manga, light novels, our favorites, maybe not our favorites, why we love them, why we hate them, and also getting feedback from what's the most important part of the show, you guys, our listeners, our subscribers. So if you like what you hear, please go ahead and click that subscribe button below. We'll love any comments or feedback. Want to hear from you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. More about this podcast of ours. So pretty much we're otakus, everything that we love about being otaku, as well as some of our other guilty pleasures, with whiskey, cigars, you name it, gaming as well. Yes. Any other feedback, comments, or suggestions from our viewers, our subscribers, what you want to hear about as well. Love to hear it. I guess people may want to know about us. What, you know, like, well, who are these guys? You know, I grew up having to sneak manga and comic books under my bed. Wasn't allowed to read them. My dad thought they were a waste of money, banned them. Was thought like, DK, if you have time to read, then quit reading that shit and read the classics, which is funny because that guy hardly read too. But I didn't have to spend my money on manga or comics. I go to my friend's place and read them. My excuse was, I can't have them. And they're like, oh, you can leave them here. I'm like, yeah, if I did that, they'll disappear. Anyway, so I had to get my fix elsewhere with my friends. Thank God my friends, they're into a lot of the same stuff as well. Late night anime, you know, binging and everything. They're like, so it was awesome. All because it's like, oh, can't do it at our house. Yeah, my dad would, you know, shit a brick. So
yeah.
Hey, it's all good now. Oh, and never say no to a good whiskey or an adventure while watching some anime, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. It's good to have otaku friends too, man.
So, and kind of going back to my background. So that started as a kid. More so how I first got into it was before getting ready for school. We're talking like, you know, elementary, whatnot. I'd wake up early, about 6:30 in the morning, and Dragon Ball was on, and my mom like kind of by it. Yeah, what are you watching? You know, and all she saw was like this kid with a monkey tail and he's naked with the butt and everything on TV. Oh, it's Dragon Ball. Like, what's about? That's what I'm figuring out too. And she was like, okay.
You know, was it during Toonami or Cartoon Network?
I'm going to age myself. This was back in the 80s. There was no Cartoon Network. This is.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hey, it's okay though. It's all forgiven because you're still an otaku just like me and just like everybody else who's listening and watching this right now.
So that was like the real first thing I remember growing up was like that got me into that, and then started finding out more, starting, you know, getting friends that like similar things. So that's where it all started with me. And then, you know, I had a lot of friends that like graphic novels or comic books at the time. So, you know, you have the whole DC, Marvel stuff related more to the side of things and anime, you know, those kind of stories. Yeah, you gotta love a good manga trope, anime trope. The tropes for a reason.
Okay, they hook very nice.
And how about you, Sam? What popped your cherry and, you know, to the world of otaku?
I am glad you asked. Well, growing up, just, you know, like you, I was I had Cartoon Network and I stumbled across Toonami. And I still remember watching my first anime was actually Knights of the Zodiac. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then like Yu Yu Hakusho, and then like Dragon Ball Z, and then it just clicked with me. I was like, man, I really like this stuff. So every time I would come back from school, from like, you know, elementary school or whatever, sit there, turn on a TV, and I would just binge watch it, and it got me hooked ever since. And what's crazy is, like, as I got older, I started to learn, like, oh, they got stuff called manga, comics, so on and so forth. I was like, cool. So finally, I stumbled across and this is my first manga I ever bought, was actually Naruto Volume 1. I was at Barnes and Nobles, and I still remember going there, and I was just like, this is so
They had
cool.
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, I was at Barnes and Nobles. And it's still here in my hometown, believe it or not. It's still there too, believe it or
But
not.
there's a Barnes and Noble not far from where I used to live too, and it's still there. So back
Yeah,
in
dude, they do pretty
Great City
well.
of Honolulu. So.
Yep. But a kid growing up, here in, the Midwest, Missouri, just having friends who are also like otakus as well, who loved anime, mangas and stuff like that. We all just kind of like, got together, started talking about the stories, and that's where I'm a sucker at. I really enjoy a really, really good story, man. And the story that got me hooked was actually Naruto. I really enjoyed that story. It was a great story, and it just, when it's a good story, it just hooks me, dude, and I get lost in it. So yeah, that's
I
pretty
hear
much
that.
my how it started for me for my otaku journey.
Well, that is awesome. And what can viewers, subscribers expect from this podcast, from Otaku and Friends podcast? What are we here for? We're going to bring to you what we're watching, our favorite animes, manga, light novels. We're also going to talk more about what we're reading. But Tom, you're a light novel author. You're starting a light novel series. And also, I'm finishing up my manuscript as well for my light novel. We've met a couple other creators along the way in our otaku journey, and
Yeah.
we're going to bring on some independent creators of light novels and manga here in the episodes to come, in the shows to come. If any of our listeners, subscribers are mangakas, webtoon creators, light novel authors, independent creators, or any creators at all, we'd love to hear from you and get to know more about you. And
Absolutely.
hopefully, maybe we can invite you on the show and let you brag about yourself and your works and everything, talk story and find out more and have a great time doing it. That's what you can expect at the very least. And then again, getting more, most importantly, our viewers, our subscribers' feedback, what you want to hear more about and maybe less about. What do you think, Saul?
Yeah, I love it, man. I mean, having independent creators and authors like myself, having them to come on here and explain their journey and stuff, fun, man. It's a lot of fun. This is what Otaku and Friends is all about, guys. I mean, we're here to talk about our journeys, not just that, but our hobbies and interests as being an otaku. So it's a lot of fun, and hopefully, listeners and subscribers, when you guys listen to us, that you guys find joy in this, you know? And if, like DK mentioned, if you have any feedback or anything like that, please, comment section. Just go down there, make a comment. Any suggestions, anything like that will help and go a long way.
Yes, and as Sam was saying, is being an otaku is about finding the joy in these stories, whether it's anime, manga, or anime battles, or reading light novels, gaming. It's about discovering new things and building a community that shares the same love for these worlds. Your passion, what gets you going, what makes you an otaku? And
Absolutely.
speaking of just being an otaku, I mean, getting to the meat of it, where do we start? Right now, I'll just go and dive in and just say what's currently on my watch list, what I'm enjoying now with anime. There's a lot of episodes out there. One of my favorites early this year, but I had to go back and revisit, and maybe you've heard of it, is Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy. I
Most
mean,
definitely heard about that one.
yeah, so
Huge.
I went back and binged the second season. It came out earlier this year and everything, but I had to go back and do that because I'm ahead in the manga. I'm not going to give it a review, but what I like about it is the manga is great, but the anime adaptation's pretty good. I'll keep my thoughts about the second season for now. We'll talk about it another time. But they capture the humor in the anime really well. That's what makes it a great adaptation. And there's even more humor in the anime that you don't quite get in the manga.
Yeah.
It works. It's not like they're going off script in a way, but no, it actually enhances the story for me. Also, I got my stats far this year of my guilty pleasure of anime binging so far. I have logged in over 300 hours of
Woohoo!
I've been told that's over 80 titles. My longest streak is 48 weeks. I had to take off I had to take a week off because I think I had to go out of town somewhere and for check in with my anime obsession.
Tell me you're an otaku without telling me you're an otaku.
And that's just off of one platform of anime. That doesn't include the other platforms as well. A lot to keep up with during the year. And then manga and light novels, going through what I read so far. I read on a tablet. I do have some paperbacks and everything, but I just read so much quicker on a tablet. So for light novels right now, 53 volumes so far this year, over 13 series. Yeah,
Very
it's
consistent.
and then manga over 1,000 volumes and chapters right now, over about 30 series. So I'm just saying is that I need this stuff as well as hold down a full-time job, right? So
You are definitely a consumer, man.
it gets addicting, you know. I can either watch anime or the news. I might as well just go ahead and watch some anime or
Yeah, exactly,
pick
man.
up the manga or a light novel.
Well, for me, been watching a lot of anime on obviously on Crunchyroll and stuff. Like most notably right now, I just finished up Kaiju number 8. Solo Leveling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Those were pretty good, man. I love their story behind it. What's so crazy is as a author, myself, I like storytelling and perspective, and I really feel like those two right there that I mentioned do a pretty good job at that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I am a paperback guy. I do like reading off of paper, but I'll be honest with you guys, like I just really started upticking my reading because I am trying to improve as a writer. As an author, because of my series Alphaverse Universe, I started just reading other light novels. For one, there's one called My Girlfriend Two-Day Shipping. There's another one called
I mean, met the author, the creator, great guy.
Great guy, really really great guy. Been reading that one, almost done with it. Been touching up on Solo Leveling. After watching the anime, I wanted to actually read the light novel, so I've been starting on that a little bit, but I kind of have to, take my time because, I do.
And sorry to interrupt, but the Solo Leveling, that's a really great light novel, and this one's different from others is I'm sure many of our viewers have already read it, but if you haven't yet, do you recall any illustrations?
And Solo Leveling, I don't think I have.
That's what I'm getting at. So,
You're right. There is no illustrations in it.
I didn't miss it overall because the story is so good. But with light novels, you usually get illustrations and everything. But that one I noticed right away.
The storytelling was so good that you can just imagine it when you're reading it. You know what I mean? So for me, like I look forward to finishing it. And that's where I'm at there.
That was one of my guilty pleasures earlier this year as well was I did pick it up before the series, the anime adaptation, but once it started, I just like, oh, that's when I started binging the light novels. I think I've got through about five of them in less than 2 weeks for sure. They're fast reads for me. I mean, because it's just you can't I can't put them down. So what else, sorry, were you reading besides Solo Leveling?
Oh, at those the just at the moment right now, it's just those two. I'm slowly I for me it's no excuses, guys. It's just, I do work a full-time job. I have a family. I am a very busy person. So for me to actually find time to actually sit down and read can be somewhat challenging, but I make it work. And it's a lot of challenges, but it's also fun too. So,
Yes, there's a lot of good stories out there, and we'll get to them in our later episodes. I know I didn't mention too much of what I've been reading, pretty much just whatever I feel like reading, whatever piques my interest. I do have a pretty long reading list as well as a watch list I gotta get to, but sometimes I just see something and I'm like, oh, it looks great. And then I open it up, I'm
Like,
like, oh,
oh.
this is bullshit. No, be here for the next hour, just like having to read the next five volumes of this manga, the light novels. But I think the one right now that I'm r really into light novel wise right now that got me going, and also the second season started as well. Actually, it's pretty much almost done now. And maybe you heard of this before, some correct me if I'm wrong, but it took about almost a 3 year, at least a 3 year hiatus in between now and its first season. And of course, before you ask, it's an isekai. And for those that don't know, yeah, you'll find this out really soon, is
He
that yes,
is
I'm an
a
isekai person. It's one of a
isekai guy.
yeah, so but is so the series, I'll finally get to it. It's Siri Gensoki Spirit Chronicles. So pretty good. They also have a manga out too, but I got into the light novels. So the pretty good light novel series and what I've watched so far with the anime adaptation, it's actually pretty good. It's really fast moving. Like I kid you not, they'll get through one of the light novel volumes in 3 episodes.
Wow. So the
It's like,
pacing,
yeah.
yeah, that's pretty fast pacing there, huh?
The first season, and we'll talk about this in a later episode, but it's pretty fast moving. And then they have to move some stuff around as well with the storyline. At first, it was okay, but telling a story in video with anime versus writing it, I get it. The timing and everything, you want to move some stuff around for it to make sense. That's the kind of geeky stuff when watching anime and having read the light novels. That's kind of like people who read a book and they go watch the movie and say, oh, the movie's never as good as the book because they're not going to be able to get all that detail into a 2-hour movie.
There is another geeky thing that I'm into. DK knows what it is.
Yes.
I am a Pokemon master, guys, through and through. Just kidding.
No,
Yeah,
he's not.
no, I'm not.
There's a lot of truth and humor.
Yeah, but that was not. I'm not a Pokemon master by any means, but I do like my Pokemon cards, guys. Pokemon games, Pokemon Red and up all the way to the newest one. That's when I'm not writing or if I'm not binge watching any anime or reading light novels. That's pretty much what I'm doing, guys. Playing video games. It's a nice little I guess you would say pivot or change up, So, yes, gotta catch them all.
How many Pokemon balls have you collected?
Quite a bit, actually.
You
I'm
love her.
looking at myself right now. I have one of every kind. So, I even have a 3D printed one too that I made myself. Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Not a Pokemon
Yes, got lots of cards. Oh my gosh. But yes, that's also one of my things that and it is kind of funny because I try to like not overly open myself up about it because I feel like Pokemon is for more like, the younger crowd and I'm not young anymore. But yes, guys,
you're younger than me.
that's one thing about me. So if you wanted to know, I am a aspiring Pokemon master.
Besides Pokemon, and you didn't mention anime earlier and light novels, what you're reading, what's your favorite?
When it comes to action anime, that is my jam, dude. I love action anime.
About them shonen battles, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. The shonen battles, man. Look, I enjoyed like when I watched like Naruto and its fight scenes. I loved it. Dragon Ball Z's fight scenes were awesome.
Dragon Ball Z and even Dragon Ball, they'll spend one episode powering up. You know?
Oh no, it's not you remember?
All of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, it's like,
Yeah.
I'm on Dragon Ball Z, and will Goku go ahead and power up again?
Do you
Super Saiyan.
remember? You remember the Frieza arc where Goku for like 3 or 4 episodes had his hand up the entire time,
So.
summoning
Yeah.
the spirit bomb. I'm just like, dude, your arms must be tired, man.
Only Goku. Only Goku.
Yeah, I know, right? But another one is like the Fate series, Fate Zero, Fate Unlimited Blades work, like the action on that is amazing with awesome storytelling. So, yes, I love action anime.
Tom's all about that action.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Next up, I think it was like not too long ago, we actually met up with each other.
Yeah,
And yeah, first
this
time in person.
was a little earlier this this year, yeah, not too long ago, like you said, a few
Yeah.
months ago.
Yep.
Anime NYC. That's right. That's where we met up. So yeah, I'm on the East Coast now and everything, and you're out there in the Midwest, and it's like, yeah, we just what was it, messing each other to the whole like FaceTime thing. It's like, yeah. So I want anime NYC, and you're like, yeah, I'll come out too. I'm like,
Yeah, I'll
okay.
come out. It was a very enticing offer, man.
It
I mean,
was actually your very first time to the Big Apple, to New York City, NYC.
yep, it was very, very like I was excited, anxious, nervous, you name it. going out there to New York. I've always wanted to go to New York. New York wasn't exactly like on.
First day in, after you get off the plane, take the subway up, you drop yourself at the hotel, and I was going to meet you outside where the event was, I mean NYC
The
was,
Invention
and
Center, Jarvis. Yeah.
center, right? And where
Jarvis.
they're like messaging, texting each other back and forth. Yeah, so walk me through again your very first experience there,
Oh.
off at the hotel and getting over to Anime NYC.
So, guys, I made it to the Jarvis Convention Center, and it was a pretty long line. And I'm texting DK back and forth, like, where are you at? And okay, and he tells me his location, even pings me his location. I'm like, great, so I know where I'm going. I walk with the crowd, and I finally hit this corner where all the food carts are, and I get swindled, guys. I get swindled by these CD guys, man. They're talking about, oh, we're these rappers that are, trying to do charity for the kids and stuff. When I hear charity, man, I like doing charity. So like, I was like, great, cool. These guys are doing a good service. And they, I pulled out my wallet, and that was game over, man.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah, I my this. They pulled out, I pulled out my wallet. I gave him $20, and he's like, another one, brother, another one. And like all of a sudden, I started getting swarmed. And as I'm trying to break away from this group, this real big guy just shows up out of nowhere. I'm security. I'm just like, man, get the hell out of here, dude. Like, you guys already took like, $200+ from me. And I was upset, so I just broke away from that crowd that they tried to swarm me, and I just ran right into the line for the Anime NYC. And I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
5 minutes
why
later,
you're there, why you're there now.
yeah, not even kidding. 5 minutes later, I bump into you waiting for me right down there at the corner. I was just like, oh my God, dude.
So that this yeah, so for our listeners out there, if somebody tries to hand you a CD, don't even touch it. Just walk away.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Walk away. And definitely don't give them $200, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, so the CDs, are they any good? Did you listen to those?
I
I mean, was it like the Wu-Tang Clan, like that million-dollar record or whatever that they sold?
am so salty that I didn't even touch him, but at the same time, I know that I gave $200+ away for
But
them. So
did you listen to it? What if there were blank CDs?
It just irks my soul. I don't even want to look at it.
Well, I mean, there's got to be music on it, right?
I would certainly hope so. I haven't checked yet.
Well, that's what I'm asking. It's like it's been a few months already. You still haven't listened? What a $200 CD sounds like.
I know, right? Oh, man.
Well, I guess
So
we'll find out. Maybe later. No, later episode. I don't know. Well, you have to tell us. I wouldn't say let's go to play, but I don't know if we ought to give him a
oh my
plug.
God, dude. So disappointing. I could probably, I, if does if there is music on there, I could probably use it for like an intro or something. Just kidding.
Oh. I think you've
Oh.
kind of paid for enough to you should be able to. I don't know.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
First major experience in the city. And we haven't even touched Anime NYC yet.
And then we hadn't even met each other yet. That's the crazy part.
In person.
In person, and they get swindled just like that. I was just like, wow, really? Really, my guys? Oh.
But so we met up and then we got into the event Anime NYC and we go through, it's crowded as hell and everything, but not
Yes.
surprised. And
Loud.
a lot of, yeah, loud, a lot of booths, a lot of people there, whatnot. Awesome.
I thought it was incredible, man. Just like, the energy, just being there, just seeing all the otakus and cosplayers, man. Like, they were really into it, you know what I mean? And it was a lot of fun. I walked in there, and I've been to anime conventions before, but this one is like the biggest one that I've ever been to. And it was cool. I really enjoyed it. You remember that Atlas that was sitting like in the middle of nowhere that kind of
Oh
helped
yeah.
that tried to help guide us, to like,
That was useless.
yeah, it was completely useless. We didn't even know where the hell we were going. We just kept going.
Yeah, but I have to say though, like the cosplayers there, the people there, I mean, everybody showed. Honestly, I'm not talking down on the event, but if anything, I'm sure we'll go next year. I go there more for the people, the cosplayers and everybody else. I mean, I'm sure well, from what I read, more major sponsors are probably going to hop in next year. I think this is more like let's just wait it out and see how it goes and everything. But I guess we'll start talking about like what we saw. What we didn't see more so was obviously Crunchyroll, huge sponsor there. They're everywhere. Same with Hulu. You see a couple like NYC. Those are the two big ones. I remember quite a few exhibits. Kadokawa had an exhibit there, manga, some light novels, a few independents or smaller guys there, but there wasn't a lot of creators there or light novel authors, right? When we went down Artist Alley,
Artist
whatnot.
Alley, yeah.
Didn't.
All right. Before we get to that one, I still remember we were going down Artist Alley. We got to this booth, and me and DK is standing there, and they had a sign that says "We'll be back in 5 minutes." But they looked like they were mangakas, and DK grabbed one, and when he opened it up, all I could see, guys, was hentai. And DK is just scrolling through it like it was nothing. I'm just like, are you serious? Like, why are they selling it at an anime convention like this? What is wrong with these people? And DK was just like so nonchalant about it. I was just like, wow.
Well, don't tell me that was the first time you've seen hentai manga. I'm not saying like I'm a purveyor or that's one of the genres I typically read, but if we were to draw it,
It's New York.
draw it right. It was okay. I mean,
Was okay, yeah.
but I guess it kind of goes back to like my reading list because cheat mode farming in another world, and he's a kind of and. Well, I mean, there's like other farming isekais, right? And just like any good isekai, it has a harem and everything in it. And with cheat mode farming another world, I mean, it went quickly into a harem, right? But what you don't see is like, unlike with other isekais or let's just say manga, light novel, anime, the tropes and everything, is that usually like the main character, the protagonist, is like all shy. That, oh no, not this guy. He's farming. He's just like,
I love
you
character.
wouldn't deny me. It was just like, boom. And so I guess I was just trying to compare to what,
Yeah, absolutely.
some of the stuff that I come across accidentally, just like with that one exhibit, be back in 5 minutes. Because, okay, I won't lie, like the cover, obviously, it's like, what you're getting into. It's a little racy. Cheat mode farming in another world, you don't know what you're getting into until like you're like halfway through mostly through the first chapter. But that just keeps you going to the next one.
Yeah, that Artist Alley's was my there was good art there. But a lot of it was fan art, right?
Fan art. That was the thing I think I was a little more disappointed about was wanting to see more mangakas get want to buy their stuff with the light novel authors. Didn't
Exactly.
have that. So I don't live far from New York City. I'm just across the river, the Hudson. But so being in the city already, it's like you see a lot of stuff already. Okay, like
Yeah.
you're really competing with a lot here coming to NYC. So.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Like, you notice how everything was expensive in there?
Center. I mean,
Yeah,
like, are you going to be paying $20 for a hot dog, man? All right.
yeah,
I mean,
man. I was just like, damn, it's expensive. But it didn't help that I lost $200 prior before getting into the convention center. But I think the only thing that was cheap was the you remember we were both really tired. We went to that G Fuel, went to get some G Fuel. That was
oh,
cheap.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got the powder stuff for free.
We got the powder stuff for free, and the can of G Fuel itself was like really cheap. It was like, what, $1, $1.50 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, they were just, well,
We both needed it, man, because we did so much walking and we were
yeah,
tired.
that first day though, we were going up and down everything and
Yeah.
just yeah, and then thankfully we just went downstairs and there was a bar, so that was good. Well,
Yes.
when I say they're serving some alcohol drinks, it wasn't like a bar, but
Yeah.
I mean, you can
It
get some
wasn't
hard
anything
liquor.
spectacular. It's just like, hey, we got liquor here.
It was a 3 day event. We had tickets for all 3 days. We did the whole
Yes.
weekend pass. And we went back the second day, Saturday, and
Saturday.
it was busy, but not as busy as Friday as the
Yeah.
first day.
Yeah.
I thought Saturday was going to be the busiest, and it was packed, but I think that's just how much people anticipated it on Friday to where, honestly, I was good after Friday. Like, I didn't think I needed to come back, but we already paid for the tickets.
Exactly, dude.
I guess we put it.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I don't know if I even went. So
I don't think you went. I went by myself.
I met with you afterwards on Sunday. I'm like, I'm good, because we went through Saturday. I'm like, it was like much more of the same thing. Because I thought, oh, there'll be more Saturday. No, actually, there. I thought there was more Friday. Well, it was the same on Saturday, and they had like
Saturday just had more influencers.
actors you can like wait in line for and everything. But as for
Yeah.
booths exhibits, it was pretty much the same. And we didn't go to any of the panels and whatnot, because I looked at it and I know this is our first episode and listeners are like, how are you talking about this? We didn't even go to the panels, we didn't go to see the voice actors. Like, we looked at it, we're like, it's just like
Yeah, there's just too much people, man. Like, it's just hard.
people. That's the list they had there. I don't know. I'm like, if somebody would
Yeah.
have just recorded, I'd probably like, okay, you know what? I'll catch it on YouTube or something. So I'm not gonna wait in line for that. It wasn't worth my time.
Yeah.
My more so, it kind of felt like this is like a TED talk or something. Like, okay, like, oh, this is going to be amazing. None of it spoke that to me. I'll just
Yeah.
go back to Lawrence and do my own. Yeah, let's just do our own podcast. I
Yeah,
should.
exactly, man. So on Saturday, I know I remember specifically because it like the second day, there was a lot of influencers. Yeah, they really showed up in force, man. I still remember walking behind this girl. She was in cosplay. I didn't really know who she was, right? But she had her phone out like this, and I could see that her phone was just going nuts, like it was scrolling. I was like, oh, she's live streaming. I was like, oh, she must be an influencer. I also got to meet that's some of the best cosplaying I've ever seen. What was I mentioning? Yeah, I got to meet Giga Dad, which is another influencer.
Oh, yeah.
I even got to take a picture with him, which is pretty cool. I saw another influencer that her name, I think her name was Imru. She's a pretty big time influencer as well. And I saw her and her friend, and my jaw dropped. Sorry. It was nice to look, just very, very nice. Also, when we were walking, I don't know if you noticed this too, DK, but it was like in the corner right where the column was, but it looked like there were two cosplayers interviewing in like Japanese or whatever. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I remember vividly seeing that, and I just kind of looked over and I was just like, oh, they're doing an interview. That's interesting. Also, like in terms of like cosplay, like there was one that dressed up like Gon, and I don't know if he was an influencer or not, but he had the whole hair thing where Gon from Hunter Hunter sacrifices like potential or whatever, and the thing went up like 10 feet. I was like, that is crazy.
That's some crazy hairspray.
I don't know how he was able to pull that one off, but that was pretty amazing. Yeah, Saturday was wild. That was popping on Saturday.
Yeah, Anime NYC in a nutshell. And then outside of that, besides the whole CD thing. Oh yeah, that's right. I took you out for some ramen afterwards. Went to Ichiban.
Oh
So
my God. That was so good. Especially with the beer that what was it,
Asahi, Asahi.
Hasashi dry hashi, I can't even say
Come on, just
Ahahi.
why are you putting an extra S in it? Oh my God.
It went so well with the ramen, dude. That was some of the best ramen I've ever had, and I feel so spoiled now because any ramen around here can't even hold water to that. I'm so sad about it.
Yeah, so it is a good ramen. I guess where I'm coming from is I've had Ichiran in Japan, and it's a lot cheaper than in New York. So
I would hope so.
yeah, I'll be like still
It tastes a lot better, right?
okay.
Ah, damn.
It's not going to cost you $30 a bowl either there in New York. But if you wanted to go else, to Japan for the authenticity, even though it's cheaper there, you got to factor in the cost of the flight and everything.
Yeah, it's expensive.
But nonetheless, that was good. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, is if you ever go to Japan, there's a lot of great ramen places. Definitely check it out, and it's much cheaper. And we also did some sightseeing because it was your first time in the city. So we did the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building. We did the Freedom Tower. We did the Twin Tower Memorial. That was actually pretty cool. I actually like the Freedom Tower better than the Empire State Building. I still, dude, the elevators, man, they move so fast. Like, I couldn't believe how fast we got up there. You know what I mean?
What were we expecting?
Yeah, I'm so used to. Well, that's my it's my first time in the city, man. I'm kind of like a newbie.
Was it first time in a skyscraper?
Yeah, I've never been in a skyscraper before. Like even when I've been to Chicago and I've never.
So you're close to Chicago. You had
But I've never been in any buildings in Chicago like that. That was my first time, like legitimately going into a skyscraper and like.
Okay, so it was your first time in a skyscraper. Wow.
Yeah, it was, man. I've never been in a skyscraper before, so I was definitely anxious and nervous for sure. Like, I didn't show it though, but I was just like, "Oh, dude, this is like, damn, like this is crazy," you know. It was a lot of fun though. It was nice to see, you know, all you know, you're always used to seeing it on TV and stuff like that, and to actually like be there in person to experience, you know, that. That was awesome. And, you know, DK, thank you, man. Thank you for showing me, dude. That was great.
Pleasure. Well, and the Freedom Tower took out to one of my favorite hole-in-the-wall places.
Oh, man. Please, let me explain this one. So, all right. I'll never forget this. This one's probably going to be seared into me for a very long time. But, you know, after we did all our sightseeing, I know that we stopped by the New York Stock Exchange a little bit. Got to see the bull at the Wall Street, and then the girl, I forgot the girl's name, that little girl that's staring at the New York Stock Exchange. But not too far from there, we took a walk down, and I remember you were telling me, yeah, there's this place, this hole in the wall restaurant, it's really good, you really got to try it. And I'm just like, okay, cool, yeah, like I'm down, man, game, let's go. And I know,
fearless girl.
Fearless girl, there it is. And I know that you were hungry, DK, so your pacing was like fast. And I was having a hard time keeping up with you. I was just like, okay, I gotta step it up. And so
that's my city walking mode.
Yeah, that's their city. Yeah, and I'm not used to that. That was like new to me. So I was just like, okay, like, is this normal? Like so we get to this, and I'll never forget this. It was this door, and it had like, it was just old, didn't have a door handle on it. Windows was like tinted, reflective tint or whatever, and I think the window had a small crack in it too. And all I see was DK just like looking around, like, you know, putting his hand up here in this little crevice and this and that, and he's like trying to pry the door open, and I'm just standing there. I was just like, what? Well, what is
it? Was a little humid, so that,
yeah.
You know,
I was like, to, like,
what's the muscle doing?
Yeah, I was like, what's DK doing? Like, and then finally he cracks the door open, and I will never forget this, guys. As soon as he opened up the door, man, that atmosphere was amazing, dude. There was just so many, there was people in there, they were friendly. They had like all these like sports teams flags up there. The bartender was cool as hell, and we walked in.
The name of the place is Fish Market, by the way. So really, great food. We do. I don't order like the regular menu. We order off the mama's menu. But
yes,
and bartender, the staff, they're all great. Everybody's friendly there.
Yeah. So I know that you ordered a bunch of off of a mama's menu, and I will, dude.
So the type of food. Let me just explain, because you're not explaining it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You go ahead and do that part.
Over and explain it, man. So the person that owns it, one of the bartenders there when I first started going there, really great guy. Mama's menu, the food is a Thai Malaysian fusion, so Mama does make the food there on the menu. Mama's menu, spicy, just to let you know, people, it's, there's heat to it, so, but don't let that scare you, because the food's amazing.
Oh my
by the way. But yeah, so do you remember what we ordered?
Oh man, we ordered the fried rice. We ordered the with the drunken
crab
noodles.
Fried rice.
Yep, crab fried, the drunken noodles. The dumplings were fire.
Yes, we had the shrimp and the pork and dumplings.
And then we also had one more that I don't
The
quite
curry
remember.
laksa. Curry
Yes,
laksa.
curry
Curry. That
laksa.
one brought the heat too, as did the Pad Kee Mao.
Yeah. And
Or they had drunken.
the food was just, it was so amazing. So it was like the food that grandma makes. You know what I mean? It made me remember that. So I started getting a little emotional from it. You know what I mean? Like it started hitting my soul. And that food hit my soul so hard that I had to thank mama after we were done.
Yeah, so she was there as well,
She
and
was.
I miss her and give her a hug and everything.
Yeah, that was amazing food, man. I'm so glad that we went to fish market and I got to experience that.
They're at the bar, and the bartenders are great, there for a bit, ordering drinks, ordering food. Every now and then the bartender will come by and just start pouring shots of Jameson. So
Yeah,
it's like,
free shots at that too, which is awesome, dude. I couldn't believe it. I loved it so much that I had a piece of like a Cambodian reel from my
yeah, so they have foreign currencies up on the back there on the bar. So,
And I gave them mine. The
what's the conversion rate?
one I gave him was approximately, I think, 25 cents. Yeah. It was kind of like one of those like Cambodian reels that I keep in my wallet just for like, good luck or something. But dude, that was
That's
such
the US, but what would that get you if you're in Cambodia?
Well, back probably 10 years ago, it'd probably get you like a nice little like snack on a food stall or something. Now it can't get you anything in a city. So, yeah, everything's
Not
gone up.
anywhere in Cambodia. Oh.
Yeah, it's expensive, dude. Very expensive. Not cheap anymore. I mean, I'm sure you can get away with getting like a bowl of noodles somewhere for like $1.50, in the countryside. But when it comes to the city, it's like full price, man.
You
Full
would
US.
mention noodles.
Oh my God. Oh, noodle boy.
Yeah, there's a story behind you, Noodle Boy.
There is a story. I guess I since DK, brought that up, I'll go
Well,
ahead.
you want more like a bowl of noodles? I'm like, yeah. So yeah,
Oh
there was a
man.
story behind this, and
Yeah,
it's
so
impressive. So I'm telling. So.
yeah, so another thing at my daytime job, guys, I'm a mechanic, right? I work as a industrial mechanic, and I had this mentor, and I'm just gonna call him Parker, but he was a great guy. And there was one day where he just was watching me eat a bowl of noodles when we were in Breaker, and he was just like, "What's up, Noodle Boy? What's going on, Noodle Boy?" And then like after that, it just started spreading like wildfire. I had my boss started calling me Noodle Boy. They even took my tools, like my vice grips,
That's my
my
favorite part
chain
of the story.
locks and wrenches and stuff, and wrote Noodle Boy on it. And so I'd go to my toolbox and be like, "What the hell is this?" That's where the nickname Noodle Boy came from.
Okay,
Oh.
dude, boy.
I am Noodle Boy.
All right. Well,
Man.
that's a great introduction. So,
Yeah.
some noodle boy. Or
Psalm
you call
Noodle
him new
Boy.
newbie.
I am a newbie in New York. That's a Noodle Boy. There
Yeah,
you go.
I thought I got a nude boy, a
Yeah.
newbie.
Newbie. Oh my gosh.
That was your first trip to Anime NYC. Run the gamut of emotions there, from swindled, frustrated,
Frustrated.
to crying at fish market.
Yep. Overwhelmed
So,
by the
what?
experience of
Yeah.
Anime NYC.
And in between getting an eye full of cosplayers and.
Yep, and overjoyed at getting be able to go sightseeing and stuff too. Oh
First
man.
time in a real skyscraper, too.
Yeah, it was quite the experience, and the experience that I'll never forget too. So
Awesome.
yeah.
Well, everybody, that's more to come, but just let's go ahead and say, please, we'd love for you to subscribe to us. Go ahead and click on that button below. Want to hear your feedback, comments, questions. I'm sure there's probably a lot of questions there, Noodle Boy, but a lot to unpack. Probably for myself as well. I don't know if I get that. Thanks to you with that impression they have of me going down the artist alley and just, I don't know. At least what I typically do, but you know, when in Rome. Anywho.
We're all guilty of it.
But so that's our first episode here of Otaku and Friends podcast. We'd love for you to follow us and see what other crazy stuff we talk about here in our upcoming episodes.
Yeah, guys, we like to have a lot of fun. So please subscribe, follow, you know, we look forward to hearing back from you guys for sure.
So yeah, so Anime NYC was incredible. The cosplay, the fans there. It's the kind of community, you know, we'd love to be a part of. Community we like to continue here and grow on Otaku and Friends podcast. So thanks for joining us on our very first episode. Don't forget to subscribe, send us your thoughts. We'd love to hear about your favorite anime, manga, and light novels. You know, if you cosplay, let us know. Yes, please. Yeah. Go ahead and send us either pictures or links to your socials. We'll go ahead and give a shout out, and with your permission, show your cosplayer. Or if you're a creator, a mangaka, manga artist, a webtoon, light novel, author, love to hear from you. Tell us about your works. Tell us what inspires you, what makes you otaku, more about your titles and everything. And again, give you a shout out. Never know, we'll may invite you on the show here and have you talk about more about what makes you an otaku.
Yes. Otaku and Friends podcast.
So next episode, what are we talking about, Sam?
I'm pretty excited because the next episode, we're going to dive into my light novel, The Alphaverse Universe. Woo! Yeah, stay tuned, guys. This one's going to be an exciting episode. I get to talk about my story and about my writing journey and how I became a light novel author. So,
okay, so Sam's going to brag about himself next episode. Please tune in because you know what? I'll be there. If I got to be there, you got to be there.
Yeah.
But seriously, I'm excited about it. So thanks again, everybody, for listening to our very first episode here on Otaku Friends podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And one of my thoughts, my beliefs is that, you know what? Everybody's a little otaku. So for everybody out there, for all you otakus, until next time, we will see you on the other side.
Yep. Peace.